You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Norma Martinez. San Antonians face about $14 a month, or roughly $167 a year, in new taxes, fees, and rate increases under proposals currently under consideration. That's according to analysis by the San Antonio Report. Senior government and politics reporter Andrea Drush breaks down those costs.
That's broken down by the property tax increase that the city of San Antonio is talking about. They also will have perhaps another increase for the debt service portion of their tax bill that we haven't heard a number about yet, but they're also talking about increasing the stormwater fee, the parks fee. The Alamo Colleges District has a property tax proposed. That's in addition to also the two city-owned utilities talking about rate increases at the same time. The school districts, three of them have said that they intend to do voter-approved tax increases, and there could be more there still, too.
Drush says a slowdown in property value growth has put pressure on the budgets of public entities.
Just a couple of years ago, property values were going up and up. In Bexar County, they went up by an average of 16% in 2023 and 28% in 2022. And at that point, all of the concern was about how to rein this in. The state created some limits on what cities can collect in property tax revenue, and that made cities and counties come in and either lower their tax rate to meet that or create new property tax exemptions to help reduce the amount of revenue that they were taking in. And then what we hear from people who watch this process play out is that while it was always expected to stabilize, it cooled off much quicker than expected.
Find the full analysis of proposed taxes, fees, and rate increases at tpr.org. At least 25 confirmed cases of New World screwworm have been confirmed in the U.S. All but one are in Texas. The flesh-eating parasitic fly larvae threatens the state's cattle industry. TPR's David Martin Davies reports there's also concern for the state's deer population.
Texas now has more than 5 million wild deer, but before the screwworm was eradicated in the 60s, it's estimated the parasite killed 80% of newborn fawns. Dr. Galen Wilmeth Burleson is a South Texas veterinarian.
Unfortunately, with wildlife, there is no proven treatment.
She says older generations remember when the scourge kept South Texas deer populations low.
My dad can tell me stories about when he was a kid, we didn't have a lot of deer down here because of screwworm infestations.
A major decline in the deer population would hurt the South Texas economy. The region is internationally known for its large white-tailed bucks, and hunting supports landowners, outfitters, and rural businesses. I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
A new art exhibit pays tribute to a South Texas music legend. TPR's Corey Cook has details.
From the west side to the world, Un Homenaje a Flaco Jimenez can now be seen at the Alamo College's Common Ground Gallery. The exhibit pays homage to accordion master, cultural ambassador, and Conjunto King, Leonardo Flaco Jimenez. Eric Castillo is Associate Vice Chancellor for Arts, Culture, and Community Impact at Alamo Colleges.
I'm from San Antonio, born and raised, so being able to look and understand Flaco from a different lens, from like his family's lens, from his son's eyes, you see from a different light. You know, you see him as a man, as a father, as a grandfather, but then also you learn about like this whole iconic international connection he has.
Vintage family photos, concert footage, parts of Flaco's wardrobe, and his prized accordion encased in glass all tell the story of his contribution to San Antonio and the broader Tejano experience. The exhibit runs through July 31st at the Common Ground Gallery in the Alamo College's Access Building at 2222 North Alamo Street. I'm Corey Cook in San Antonio.
And you're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio. I'm Norma Martinez.